The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's get started with this one from Good Housekeeping, the Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab. People submit questions and such. Question, how do I remove wax that's stuck inside a candle holder? A. Answer, one of the easiest and fastest ways to get rid of wax residue is to run steaming hot tap water over the holder, scooping out whatever's inside with your fingers or a paper towel. Then simply pop it in the dishwasher and let the machine do the rest. If it's not dishwasher safe, there are a couple of other tricks that have worked. Place your candle holder in the freezer for about 30 minutes. This will make the wax bits brittle and easy to nudge off with a dull knife or even your fingernail. Or try warming leftover wax with a hairdryer set to low heat. As the wax softens and becomes pliable, you'll be able to peel it off. And can I put silver flatware in the dishwasher? Answer, yes and no. Most silver can be washed safely in the dishwasher, but follow these guidelines. Pick the right detergent. Use one that isn't lemon-scented and that doesn't list chlorine or citric acid as an ingredient, since they can damage silver. Separate silver from stainless. If these metals touch in the basket, the silver can become pitted. Choose the best cycle. Opt for a quick wash and skip the heated dry. Buff with a soft towel instead. And always hand wash antiques and knives. High heat can damage vintage pieces. For items with hollow handles like knives, it can soften the material that attaches the blade to the handle, causing it to separate. And for an easy ingredient check, more and more cleaning products are sporting a new logo on their labels. Smart Label, a joint initiative between retailers and manufacturers, was created to give consumers access to information about ingredients, possible allergens, and company sustainability efforts beyond what's printed on the package. To access the extra info, download the app and scan the product's QR code or visit smartlabel.org and search by product name. Smart Labels are now on more than 35,000 food, pet, personal care, household, and other items. Look for them on cleaning products like the Good Housekeeping Seal Star Cascade Dishwashing Detergent. From Real Simple, they've road-tested veggie burgers. We dug into 45 meatless patties to find out which healthy picks were best for your buns. Best bean? Hillary's Adzuki Bean Veggie Burger. Tasters love this tender patty's stellar crust. A combination of small red beans, millet, and coconut oil adds up to rich, buttery flavor. It's $4 for two at grocery stores. The best mushroom, Dr. Prayer's Mushroom Risotto Veggie Burger. Made with short grain arborio rice, just like a proper risotto, this winner is packed with peas, mushrooms, and just a hint of truffle. To buy, $5 for four at grocery stores. Best Asian, Trader Joe's Thai Sweet Chili Veggie Burger. Meaty shiitake mushrooms and spicy ginger are mixed with brown and black rice for a boldly flavored burger seasoned with tangy sweet chili sauce. $4 for four at Trader Joe's. Best Seed, Tofurky Hearty Hemp Veggie Burger. Brown rice, hemp, and flax seeds make this champ more tender than those made with soy. We also appreciate that it won't fall apart over a hot grill. $6 for three, available at grocery stores. And best original, Amy's Quarter Pound Veggie Burger. With a touch of smokiness and barbecue sauce, this gratifying 4-ounce patty is the closest you'll ever get to your favorite beef burger. $7.50 for four at grocery stores. From Family Circle, all ears, voice-enabled digital assistants like Alexa and friends do chores on command, never make a mess, and ignore you only occasionally. Can you say that about anybody else in your household? Here's how to get the most from your machine. The other day, my college-age son and I were in the kitchen, and he was staring into the silverware drawer, bemoaning our ragtag collection. Not enough forks, too many spoons. Yes, I agreed, we have a surfeit of spoons. He looked at me quizzically. What does that word mean? Excess, I told him. He then turned to the Amazon Echo show in our kitchen and said, Alexa, what does surfeit mean? Fortunately, Alexa agreed with me, but we had discovered yet another use for those voice-driven digital devices. Fact-checking Dad. Gadgets like the Amazon Echo, Google Home, and Apple HomePod can do a lot besides keep parents honest. Thanks to advances in artificial intelligence and natural language processing, they can understand a wide variety of voice commands and engage in human-like exchanges. Once they hear the magic words, Alexa, OK Google, or Hey Siri, they can set timers, give weather reports, read the news, manage your calendar, make phone calls, estimate commute times, create grocery lists, lock your doors, operate other smart devices in your home, and a lot more. But how well do they do these things? Well, that varies widely. A lot depends on the kinds of services you've subscribed to, what other devices you own, and where you live. I've spent the last month living with several of these gadgets, and with some a lot longer than that. After a while, they become less like inanimate objects and more like nerdy roommates. They can be incredibly helpful, deeply frustrating, and highly amusing, sometimes all at once. In other words, they're a lot like teenagers, but less messy. Here's what it's like to have a voice-enabled assistant as a roommate. I enjoy cooking, and my family loves to eat. What I don't love is planning meals, which is why the Echo Show has become my indispensable kitchen companion, despite its relatively high $230 price tag. When I ask Alexa for dinner ideas, she shows me 25 mouthwatering recipes side by side on her 10-inch color touchscreen. I choose easy paella, and she displays ingredients, step-by-step instructions, and a 5-minute video on how to prepare it. If I had a connected oven from GE or Genair, I would also tell Alexa to preheat it to the appropriate temperature. But Alexa's mad kitchen skills don't extend to her digital sisters. When I asked Google's Home voice assistant for help with dinner, she served up exactly one recipe for 15-minute chicken and rice, then started reciting ingredients and instructions one unappetizing step at a time. Google says that if I had asked for steak or fish recipes, I would have received more options. Google now sells a touchscreen-based device called the Home Hub with more advanced cooking help and smart home controls. Still, that's better than Apple HomePod's Siri. When I asked her for help with dinner, she just glowed thoughtfully for a few seconds and said nothing. Apparently, she's on the air and water diet. There are other perks. One day I found my son standing in front of the wok, holding a spatula and studying a video on our Echo Show of Gordon Ramsay making a chicken stir fry, thus uncovering another unexpected benefit, cooking lessons for the kids. Besides playing digital Julia Child, voice devices also let you do hands-free grocery shopping. But here they're not quite as slick. For example, when I ask Alexa to show me a recipe, then tell her to please add the ingredients to my shopping list, she shrugs her virtual shoulders and adds the word ingredients to my list. Not helpful, lady. There are ways to work around this. A few nights ago, I was planning a Thai food dinner party and didn't have time to hunt down the groceries I needed, so I used Alexa to shop for me. This wasn't entirely hassle-free. I still needed to add each item to my Whole Foods shopping cart, review what Alexa selected on my Prime Now app, and complete the transaction from my phone. But it was easier than schlepping across town. 2 hours later, the food was on my doorstep. Google has a similar arrangement with some 50 retailers, including Walmart, Target, and Costco, some of which also offer same-day delivery. However, you still need to confirm your Google Express purchase using the Google Home app, and that can be glitchy. For some reason, when I shopped at Walmart, it asked me to confirm twice, then shipped two identical orders. If any of you reading this need a year's supply of ramen, please let me know. Google says this was caused by a software bug, which has now been fixed. Siri doesn't offer any shopping services, but frankly, it's easier to shop using an app or website than with voice commands. The exception is when you need to add basic household goods to your shopping list or simply order them on the spot. That's why my kids occasionally hear me shouting, "Okay, Google, order more toilet paper," from inside the bathroom. Because all these gadgets are essentially fancy speakers, many people still use them mostly to play music. Given Apple's long history with digital tunes, it's not surprising that the HomePod is the biggest party girl in this crowd. When I tell Siri, let's get this party started, she launches a lively up-tempo playlist. I play the same thing, say the same thing to Google Home, and she responds with, ooh, I love a party. It's a chance to really let my algorithms loose. When I asked Alexa for party music, she offered up, I kid you not, an Oompa Band playlist. While the HomePod offers the richest sound, Amazon's and Google's top-of-the-line models, the 9-inch cylindrical Echo Plus and the shoebox-sized Google Home Max, also provide enough audio oomph to fill your living room. But all of them work a lot better when you pony up $5 to $15 a month for Amazon Music Unlimited, Google Play Music, or Apple Music. The last two let you personalize your music selection by selecting your favorite genres and artists. Google goes further by allowing up to 6 voice profiles so my son and daughter can have their own personalized playlists without having to listen to Dad's collection of disco classics. You can also request music by artist, song, or album title, genre, mood, or activity. If you have multiple devices in different rooms, you can sync them, the technical term is a speaker group, so that they all play the same song at the same time. Also great for parties. Alexa, are you spying on me? Voice-activated gizmos are always listening for a wake or hot word, like Alexa, so they can perform their magic. But that doesn't mean Amazon, Apple, or Google is spying on you. All these devices analyze your recordings locally. When they hear the wake word, they send that audio to the cloud for processing and storage. They don't hear the wake word, they discard the recording. Sometimes Alexa thinks you said the magic word, then decides you didn't. In that case, Amazon will keep a 2-second audio snippet for transparency's sake. You can listen to your Alexa voice recordings in the Alexa app. Under Settings, select Alexa Account, then History, or inside your Amazon account. You can listen to your Google recordings via the Google Home app under My Activity or your Google account. In both cases, these recordings are kept until you delete them. HomePod Siri works a little differently. Apple associates your recordings with a randomly assigned ID number and stores them for 6 months, then assigns them a new ID. You can't listen to individual recordings, but if you want to erase your voice history and start over, you just turn Siri off, then back on again. All these devices light up when they think they've heard the wake word, and Amazon and Google provide buttons for turning off the microphone. Apple does not. If the idea of digital eavesdropping makes you uncomfortable, you can mute the mic or simply unplug. But that would negate the main reason people use these things, hand-free access to the internet and connected appliances. And just imagine what Alexa would have to say about it. From Real Simple. Now what? Smart fixes for life's little disasters. My nose bleeds in the winter. The fix? Pinch your nose and tilt your head forward, holding your nostrils for 10 minutes or until the bleeding stops, says Neha Vyas, MD, a family physician at Cleveland Clinic. Placing an ice pack on the bridge of the nose can also stop the bleeding. If you're prone to seasonal nosebleeds, carry a nasal spray like Afrin, $8 for half an ounce, from CVS, which can help slow them. Dry winter air is rough on the mucous membrane, so moisturize them by running a cool mist humidifier in your home. Putting a dab of petroleum jelly on a cotton swab and coating the inside of the nostrils can act as a barrier, preventing further bleeds, too. If you have constant nosebleeds or find them hard to stop once they start, see a doctor to rule out a different cause, like high blood pressure. There's turbulence on the plane. Well, the fix for that, take slow, deep breaths, fully expanding your lungs and your belly, and extend your exhale for 2 to 4 counts longer than your inhale, says Julia Vigna Bossen, Ph.D., licensed clinical psychologist and flight anxiety expert at Union Square Practice in New York City. Diaphragmatic breathing can quell the body's physiological responses to fear and anxiety. Think twice about distracting yourself by playing loud music or drinking alcohol, as confronting your worry may reduce your anxiety over time. While you might feel less turbulence in the front of the plane, Bossen recommends also writing a note on your phone with thoughts like, turbulence is uncomfortable, but it's not dangerous. This coping card will help restructure your worried thoughts, because the way we think about things can change the way we feel about them. And last, I can never remember computer passwords. The fix? Use a reputable third-party password management tool that generates secure random passwords and notifies you when it's time to change them, says Derek Meester, Geek Squad agent with Best Buy from the Cleveland area. These services will autofill your passwords with one click and can be accessed across all your devices through an app. Meester recommends services like Dashlane for $60 a year, Keeper for $30 per year, and RoboForm for $24 per year. If you want to generate your own password, be sure you're diversifying with a mix of numbers, special characters, and letters in uppercase and lowercase, aiming for a minimum of 8 characters and avoiding easy-to-crack info like your birth date, says Meester. From Family Circle. Get real solutions. Forget losing 20 pounds. Hit the reset button on January 1st, or thereabouts, with these easy, unexpected goals that will change your life. No quitting carbs required. First, pick a wake-up time and stick to it. Don't press snooze. You'll start to sleep better at night and may even boost your productivity during the day. Embrace a mantra each morning. Repeated a word or phrase can set the tone for the day. I'm stronger than my excuses. I'm full of energy. Be a warrior, not a worrier. Say no once a day. Flexing your rejection muscles is a necessary exercise. It'll save your energy for what really matters. Cleanse your social accounts. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram can be a fun way to connect or an echo chamber of negativity. Remove friends who aren't positive. Carve out time daily for something you love. Listen to a funny podcast. Read a travel blog. When we do positive things that make us happy, we fuel ourselves to be our best selves. Ask for help once a day. Doing so is both honest and generous because you create a positive cycle of giving and getting. Plan a staycation each season. You'll have more fun than you think trying new restaurants and exploring local venues without the cost, of stress and travel. Without the cost and stress of travel. Date yourself weekly. You're stuck with yourself forever, so go ahead and enjoy a Netflix movie without the pressure of worrying if anyone else is entertained. Get a daily dose of nature. When you can't go out for a stroll, buy some flowers, give your plants a pep talk, it may even help them grow, or view nature-themed pictures online. Unplug once every 24 hours. Free yourself for an hour from the constant grind of being on call, says Tiemann. The world still spins when you silence your not-so-smart phone. Forgive on the first of each month. Still upset about that dent your kid put in the car? Angry with yourself for not paying the Visa bill on time? Let it go. What's done is done, and you're only hurting yourself by hanging on to disappointment. Make a 5-second decision each day. Quit mulling things over. Motivational speaker Mel Robbins says you must act quickly before your brain kills an idea or starts to procrastinate. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. Change your phone wallpaper weekly. An inspirational quote background can serve as a confidence or gratitude boost every time you unlock your phone. Plot a monthly digital detox. Hide the remotes and make all devices disappear for an entire day. It's family time. Unwind with a nightly download. Start a before-bed ritual of writing down all the things you need to do tomorrow so you can stop worrying and sleep instead. Get rid of 5 items each month. Will your kid ever wear those like jeggings again? Haven't those holy socks served their time? Feed your creative side. We all need time to leave our to-do list behind and set our creative minds free. Once a week, write a haiku while waiting in line at a store. Sketch something beautiful that you saw today or sing the harmony to a song you like on the radio. Savor a daily moment of silence. Retreat to a quiet place for a 1-minute still session to simply sit and breathe. It's amazing what 60 seconds can do. Stretch for 5 minutes every evening. Releasing the day's built-up tension benefits body, mind, and soul. And last, build up your bravery. Take a risk every week by talking to someone new, trying CrossFit, or applying for that dream job. The goal is to look at the action as not a success or failure, but simply an experience. Moving now to the food part of the broadcast. Family dinners. How about we've got curried lentil soup in an electric pressure cooker. Heat 2 tablespoons vegetable oil on the sauté setting. Add a medium onion chopped and cook 4 minutes. Sprinkle with 1 tablespoon curry powder, 2 teaspoons sugar, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Cook 1 minute. Stir in 6 cups vegetable broth, 1.5 cups dried red lentils, and 2 medium russet potatoes peeled and cut into 1-inch pieces. Seal the lid, switch to manual, and cook for 10 minutes. Let cool 5 minutes via natural release, then release manually. Uncover, stir in 1 cup of packed baby kale chopped, and adjust the seasoning. Simmer 2 minutes on sauté until kale is wilted. Serve with plain yogurt and naan on the side. Serves 6. And I've got another one, mushu pork noodles. Bring a large pot of lightly salted water to a boil. Add 1/2 pound of thin spaghetti and cook 9 minutes. Drain. Meanwhile, heat 3 tablespoons vegetable oil in a large stainless skillet over high. Add 1.5 pounds ground pork. Season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and cook, breaking apart with a spoon, for 5 minutes. Remove to a bowl and reduce heat to medium-high. Add 1 14-ounce bag tricolor coleslaw mix and 6-ounce snow peas, thinly sliced, to the skillet. Sauté 3 minutes, sprinkling with 1/4 teaspoon salt. Whisk 1/2 cup mushu hoisin sauce with 2 tablespoons each water and sambal oelek, I'm going to spell that O-E-L-E-K, Indonesian hot chili paste. Add to skillet with fork. Cook 1 minute and toss with noodles. Serve with additional hoisin if for drizzling. Serve 6. How about baked rigatoni and meatballs? Heat oven to 350. Bring a large pot of lightly salted water to a boil. Add 1 pound of rigatoni and cook 14 minutes. Drain. Meanwhile, cut into quarters 1 12-ounce package of chicken meatballs, thawed if frozen. Return rigatoni to the pot. Add the meatballs, 1 24-ounce jar of vodka sauce, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 cup fresh parsley chopped. Pour 1/2 into a 3-quart baking dish. Top with spoonfuls of ricotta cheese, 1 cup total. Add remaining rigatoni mixture and sprinkle with 3/4 cup shredded Asiago cheese. Bake 30 minutes until golden and bubbly. And this serves 6. Rigatoni, not your family's jam? Try one of these awesome swaps. We switched up the proteins and sauces, too. So you use that basic recipe, but use medium shells plus pesto plus heavy cream plus medium peeled shrimp. Or use orecchiette pasta plus sliced cooked sausage plus roasted red peppers plus marinara sauce. Or go with bow ties plus shredded chicken plus roasted garlic plus Alfredo sauce. And we've got a chicken piccata. In a shallow dish, combine 1/2 cup all-purpose flour with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Dredge 1.5 pounds boneless, skinless chicken breast, thinly sliced, in seasoned flour. Heat 2 tablespoons butter and 2 tablespoons vegetable oil in a large stainless skillet over medium-high. Add 3 to 4 pieces of chicken and cook 2 to 3 minutes per side. Transfer to a sheet pan to keep warm in a 200-degree oven. Continue with the remaining chicken. Reduce heat under the skillet to medium. Add 1/2 cup white wine, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 tablespoons capers, and 1 tablespoon butter, scraping up the browned bits. Simmer 2 minutes. Prepare 1 cup of instant polenta per package instructions and spoon onto a platter. Place the chicken on top of the polenta and pour sauce over chicken. Serve with steamed green beans, and this serves 4. One more. Stuffed flank steak. Heat oven to 425. Prepare 1 6-ounce package of herb stuffing mix per directions on the package, using 1.5 cups water and 2 tablespoons butter. Cool slightly. Meanwhile, coarsely chop 1 4-ounce package of sliced mixed mushrooms and cook 5 minutes in 1 tablespoon butter over medium high. Stir into the stuffing. Hold a sharp knife parallel to the work surface and, starting at the long side, slice a 1¾ to 2-pound flank steak in half horizontally without cutting all the way through. Open up steak like a book and season with 1/2 teaspoon salt. Press stuffing onto the steak, leaving a 1-inch border on all sides. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup of fresh parsley leaves. Chopped. Starting at a short side, roll up to enclose the filling. Tie with kitchen twine, spacing 2 inches apart. Place on a rimmed baking sheet. Rub with 1 tablespoon olive oil. Sprinkle with 1/2 teaspoon garlic salt. On a large baking sheet, toss 2.5 pounds of sweet potato wedges and 2 tablespoons olive oil and 1/2 teaspoon each garlic salt and pepper. Roast steak and potatoes for 35 minutes, turning once. Let the steak rest for 10 minutes, then remove twine before slicing. This serves 6. If you don't have cotton twine for tying up the steak, you can use skewers to hold the roll shut. And also, you can skip the sweet potato wedges and sub in a bag of frozen sweet potato fries. Keep in mind, they'll cook faster than the steak. Also, if you don't have enough time after work to prep the stuffing and roll up the steak, you can make it a day ahead and refrigerate it well wrapped overnight. But then you have to add 15 to 20 minutes to the roasting time. Another option, instead of rolling up that flank steak, buy a large sirloin steak and cut a pocket in the meat. Fill with as much stuffing as you can and secure the opening with toothpicks or skewers. Season with salt and pepper, and then roast as per the recipe. From Real Simple, thoughts. My breath came out in a fog and rose into the milky sky. Snow fell on my eyelashes, and all of Brooklyn turned white, a world in a globe. Every snowflake that I caught was a miracle unlike any other. And this was Alice Hoffman, The Museum of Ordinary Things. I believe that's a book. Also from Real Simple, You know how you can hold a seashell up to your ear and immediately be transported to the ocean, listening to the sound of the waves? At this time of year, it's easy to get both stressed out and shiveringly cold. Try this breathing technique anytime you need a little beach escape to settle the mind and generate some internal warmth. You can even do it while walking around shopping for gifts. Start with a couple of breaths in and out of the mouth just to get going. With each long exhale, make a gentle ah sound. Then transition to breathing in through your nose and out the mouth. Imagine you're trying to fog up a mirror. Now, what if you tried to make that same sound while exhaling through the nose? Can you find a similar sound as you inhale through the nose too? Keep going for another 10 to 20 breaths, and let these slow, oceanic breaths warm and soothe your nervous system. And that was Edward Jones of wheelandaxle.net. That's wheelandaxle.net. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Until then, so long.